This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Look, there are a lot of law firms out there. Many of them go out of their way to tell you the type of law they specialize in. Well, if you are uncertain where to go, just know Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, so you can call them when you need legal assistance. You don't really need to do a lot of homework. You just call them for a free consult, and you do not need to live nor work in the city of Brandon, Florida to call them. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, as is Pin Chasers. I actually took the guys from Brandon Legal Group to Pin Chasers for lunch last week. We enjoyed pizza. We enjoyed some bowling and talked a lot of hockey while we bowled a couple of games. Pin Chasers has promos going virtually all the time. As a matter of fact, every day from open to 11 a.m., they have a breakfast bowl option. Two eggs, two pieces of bacon, two pieces of toast, 2 hours of unlimited bowling, $8. $8 a person. How about Tuesday nights, the pizza bowl? $10.99, unlimited bowling, unlimited pizza from 9 to close. I'm in on both of these, by the way. Wednesday nights after 9, Dollar Yinglings. Thursday nights after 9, Dollar Miller Lights. Pin Chaser is also a great place for you to think about a birthday party for your kids. 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsborough, East Pasco, 6816 Gale Boulevard. Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers came on the Todd Wright family of podcasts specifically for the Lightning Playoff podcast, but technically the Lightning Playoff podcast ended after 7 episodes. It was nothing we did wrong, was just the Lightning couldn't play more than 4 games. However, here on the Toddcast, I can talk about whatever I want. So there's more to say about this, so why don't we say it? Especially because the Lightning losing to Columbus isn't a regional story. I've been watching PTI on ESPN since the first day it ever aired. And I actually have a few contacts and a little bit of history with some of the people on the show. Rialli used to come on my show when he was stat boy before he left to do his own show at Around the Horn. One of Mike Wilbon's assistants was recently in Tampa, and we went to a Yankee spring training game together. I've known her for about 20 years. And at some point along the way, when Kornheiser was doing his midday ESPN radio network show and I was doing All Night with Todd Wright, Kornheiser would get up so early in the morning that he actually heard my show prior to the then Mike Golic and Tony Bruno morning show. And Kornheiser became a fan of some of the things I did and was very complimentary of me. So PTI on Wednesday led with the Lightning loss in Game 4 to the Blue Jackets that eliminated them. And they even openly talked about how they don't lead with hockey, let alone a team like the Tampa Bay Lightning. So this isn't just a local story to Tampa Bay. This is a national WTF story, and people have a lot of questions, and it isn't just you or me. So let's talk about it a little bit more. Let's first talk about how, you know, sometimes when a team fails, sometimes you can find, I guess you say, the silver lining, right? Or someone on the team did something good and it's not their fault. As far as some of the bigger names from the Lightning, yeah, it looks like they're at fault. John Cooper. Yeah, I can't give you anything necessarily that he did to make him exempt from blame. The captain, Steven Stamkos, didn't look like much of a captain to me. Nice goal getting the two Blue Jackets on the ice and Game 4 and putting it by Bobrovsky, but other than that, anything else? Didn't look that way to me. The shotless game in Game 3, unless you count the cheap shot on Nick Foligno. Victor Hedman. Okay, he was injured. But you're held accountable for your play when you are on the ice, and you were in game one and game two. And the only things I can take from Victor Hedman's play in the series were he seemed to be skating in the wrong direction defending plays in game one. And then for some reason in game two, he decided to talk trash about how Columbus blew a 2-0 lead the previous year, despite being down, 4-1 or 5-1 in the game at the time, and he did it right in front of Pierre Maguire, who relayed the entire story to a national TV audience. Lame. The Art Ross Trophy winner, Nikita Kucherov. Nikita Kucherov will only be remembered in this series for his stupid play late in Game 2 of drawing a suspension for Game 3 for an unnecessary cheap shot on a Columbus player shoving his head into the boards. And then there's Vasilevskiy, the goaltender the Lightning chose when they made the decision to move on from Ben Bishop and go with Vasilevskiy. And, you know, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, your goaltender can win you a game outright. And Vasilevskiy couldn't do it. The Lightning needed him to. He could not do it. Not all the goals he let in were his fault. A good percentage of them, he is at fault. They were soft. I'm not going to call them bad goals, but he didn't play well, just like the rest of the team. So it's interesting to me. I mean, we're talking the head coach, the captain, the Art Ross Trophy winner, the top defenseman, and the goaltender. And I can't really make a case for any of them that they're exempt from blame in what happened in this historic loss. So let's talk about how historic the loss is, because I've heard, been offered analogies in other sports to what this reminds them of. And I'm not saying anyone is any better than anyone else. And I thought of one on my own today. Now, if you heard this from someone else, I don't doubt it. Look, I can't invent sports. I'm just trying to, you know, think on my own. I don't listen to what everybody else says. I have my own observations. So hang with me here. So let's take it from the Lightning standpoint, as painful as it is for some of you to hear. So they win more games in the regular season. No team had ever won more games in the regular season than they did in NHL history. They tied a record with 62 wins. They win the President's Trophy, which they never did in franchise history, clearly making them the number one seed in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then they become the first President's Cup, President's Trophy team to get swept. There had been four previous teams, was it four or six, that had lost. I think there's been, there were four that have come back from 3-0 deficits. It might also be four President's Trophy teams that lost since 1971. Nevertheless, they were the first President's Trophy winner to not win a single playoff game, to get swept. Now let's look at their opponent. The Columbus Blue Jackets had never won a playoff series. Barely do they make the playoffs in their near 20 years of existence. And the Blue Jackets swept the Lightning. All right. So now let's take that, and here is my analogy. In 2018, the Virginia Cavaliers lost to University of Maryland, Baltimore County, in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. No number one seed had ever lost to a 16. As a matter of fact, every year, and the NCAA basketball tournament is actually more popular than the Stanley Cup playoffs, people talk about, are we ever going to see a 16 beat a 1? The closest it had ever come was in the mid-80s when Princeton faced big boy Georgetown. And people talked about that game for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 plus years. And then Maryland Baltimore County not only beat Virginia, they pounded them. I think they won the game by 20. So that's my analogy, that what just happened, Lightning Blue Jackets, compares to 2018 Virginia's historic loss to the 16 seed in UMBC. I bring it up also because a lot of people wonder, well, what do the Lightning do? Where do they go from here? Well, we wait to see if Mr. Vinick is going to hold anyone publicly accountable or terminate someone's employment, although I'm sure they'll phrase it as mutual parting of the ways with either head coach or GM or special advisor to GM or select player or two leading up to or on draft day. We wait for that. But there is another way that the Lightning could sort of clear their name from this, and it's doing what Virginia did, which is coming back the very next year, and they won the national championship. And they were applauded for it. With same coach and virtually the same players, and got a big scare in the first half of their first game by the 16 seed again. Survived it, went on, was the only number one seed to go to the Final Four, and won the national championship and won it in overtime. Not bad. So that's my analogy on Lightning Blue Jackets to Virginia and UMBC. I'm not saying the Lightning will come back in 14 months and win the Stanley Cup, but if they do, then the analogy is truly complete. Not that anyone on the Lightning even knows what the Virginia Cavaliers did the last two NCAA tournaments, but that's the way it looks to me. All right, the Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Pin Chasers. I had the Brandon Legal Group guys out at Pin Chasers recently for lunch. We enjoyed pizza. We enjoyed bowling. We were at the Midtown location at 4847 North Armenia. You can visit Pin Chasers also on West Hillsboro and in East Pasco at 6816 Gale Boulevard. Remember, Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm, and you can call them anytime for any type of law for a free consult at 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. That does it for this edition of the Toddcast. We will talk to you again next time.